Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than she does on the planet. And she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's really great to be here once again.
Good to have you back.
Yes.
And Karen, by the way, folks, Karen has been with me since 97. She was she's one of the two remaining 97 models. She was a member of my brain trust before I had a brain trust. And she is, and we got her right out of high school. Hey, Karen, I'm having a hard time these days with something that brought up feelings that I had about a dozen years ago. When you and I discovered that the reason that we had the financial crisis, which was a separate issue from the Great Recession, exacerbated it. But when I learned that the cause of the financial crisis was rampant greed, digital greed on Wall Street, and it caused the economy to collapse, and took down way too many small businesses and set the country back, the Main Street economy back for a decade. I got mad. And now we've got this disease, this pandemic situation going on, and I'm getting mad about that too, because it could have been prevented. Though China and the WHO could have prevented this. But once again, Karen, small businesses, Main Street, wind up taking the brunt of the damage. We become have the most collateral damage. And I'm having a hard time not getting mad about that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, when you think about, all the small businesses that put their heart, their soul, their capital, you know, their lives on the line, really risking
their families,
you know, their businesses. Yeah. So disproportionately impacted, hit, obviously because of the government's response at state and local level in terms of the shutdowns, stay-at-home orders, et cetera. And now, Jim, they're on the front line of the reopenings. If, mm-hmm. you know, there's just, they've got, I know they could do this smart and safe, but we know there's vultures out there just waiting to jump on, you know, a supposed mistake potentially and, you know, sue a small business and possibly shut them down for good. They're on the front lines, and, you know, a lot of the confidence that comes from the consumers and public officials depend on, you know, how small businesses, sort of where they go with this, right?
I'm going to have some T-shirts printed up that says, I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I'm afraid of losing my business.
Yeah, and, Jim, we know that's already happened, right? I'm a member of the Small Business Roundtable. I chair the group, and we released a survey with Facebook yesterday, co-produced a survey. And about a third of businesses say they're not going to reopen.
I know.
That was a pretty massive survey of 80,000
businesses. That's an ugly, ugly, hateful number that did not have to happen. It could have been avoided.
It could be more than that. It's a third that don't plan to reopen.
Yeah.
And then there's others that are saying, boy, if everything doesn't go right, or, you know, if this economic or if this COVID-19 economy continues to sort of, you know, just be a slow and a draining one, then, they won't survive.
Well, our poll this week, we asked them, what's your position on reopening the economy? And 39% said, restart the economy now. We can't last much longer. 4 out of 10.
Jim, 57% of the businesses in this Facebook survey said single most important thing the government can do right now is allow them to reopen their business.
Yeah, yeah.
57%.
And let people manage their own risks. You know, I mean, yes. I mean, my whole life we've managed flu epidemics. I know COVID-19 is an ugly, hateful, deadly disease, but still, we can't take our country down. And anyway, it really upsets me to think about what's going on right now, and the fact that in basically barely a decade since the last time, once again, the collateral damage turns out to be small businesses on Main Street. And we got to figure out a way to do this differently. We can't let this happen again. We come back. Karen is plugged in, folks, to the policy issues coming out of Washington. I got a bunch of questions for her on PPP, on some of the other issues, and the IRS taxing those funds. Those questions will be answered after the break with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. SBEcouncil.org is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.